taken from the day's headlines. There were 211 murders in Baltimore last year. That's according to recent analysis, which also gave some interesting information, like handguns were the most common homicide weapon. They were used in about 3/4 of cases. There were 190 black people killed in 2014. 189 victims were men, but fewer than 15% were suspected gang members. Roughly half of the year's homicide cases have not yet been closed. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security has alerted law enforcement agencies across the nation about the latest ISIS threat, with Attorney General Eric Holder saying the U.S. is at war with all terrorists. Senate Democrats will gather in Charm City later this week for their annual policy retreat. Senator Barbara Mikulski says it would be the first time in a decade this meeting is being held in Baltimore. The retreat takes place Wednesday and Thursday, capped off by a visit from President Obama with a focus on the economy and how Democrats approach their role in the minority. Gas prices in Baltimore down another 9 cents from last week. A gallon of regular now, $2.27. And commuters who ride the rails between Baltimore and D.C. will be dealing with delays over the next couple of months as Amtrak replaces about 8 miles of track between Odenton and Bowie State. And a shipment of much-needed supplies and belated Christmas presents has finally arrived at the International Space Station 2 days after lifting off from Cape Canaveral. The previous supply ship, owned by another company, blew up after launching back in October. I'm Beverly Burke with Taken from the Day's Headlines on WEAA 88.9 FM.